Everyone has attended unproductive meetings that consume hours. Each has found herself or himself spending more time attempting to get organized than doing productive work. Trying to get things done with others can become so frustrating that most people have been tempted to undertake some burdensome task alone rather than put up with the hassle of organizing and implementing a joint effort. Diagnosis? We don't know enough about getting things done. There are at least three causes of a failure to improve collaboration, three problems that a person needs to solve before he or she has a chance to move a group toward better practices. Personal skills are limited. Even working alone, most of us are not experts on efficiency, and our coworkers know it. If we lack the skill of organizing the easiest case, working alone, how can we expect to be helpful in the more complex case of working with others? We all know that there are times when we don't work very efficiently. Perhaps you are a sort of person who will drive around and around looking for an address rather than stop and ask directions. Perhaps you don't keep your checkbook balanced. You are probably not a model of perfect behavior at work either. Do you find yourself jumping from one part of a task to another, picking something up, only to put it down and turn to something else? We have no clear vision of what good collaboration looks like. Think for a moment. If we were doing it right, what would that look like? You can certainly think of things to get rid of, such as endless meetings that never go anywhere. But that is different from having a specific vision of what we could do instead. How would we set the agenda for a better meeting? What would we be talking about? Who would make decisions about who does what? It will be hard to get rid of bad practices unless we have a vision of better ones to replace them. As you clarify your vision of working well together, you do not want to put yourself above your fellow workers. As an equal, you are trying to improve the level of cooperation. We don't know how to influence others' behavior. If you knew how to organize your own work and had a clear vision of the cooperation you would like to see, there is still a problem. It is likely that you lack techniques for getting others to adopt better behavior. We have seen people in charge, people who have all the authority they could want, try with little success to make things work. Bad habits are developed over a lifetime. They don't change at a word. Orders will not give anyone new skills. Most executives have learned that explicit instructions to refrain from engaging in turf battles do not stop jockeying for jurisdiction, and for good reason. If one employee unilaterally stopped defending her turf, she could expect to have less and less turf to defend. If those with full authority find it difficult to improve the quality of collaboration among their subordinates, how can you, one of those subordinates, expect to change the behavior of your fellow workers? Having no particular expertise in working efficiently alone, no clear vision of the working together practices that you would like a group to adopt, and no strategy for bringing about such collaboration, you have three good reasons for doing nothing. Besides, doing nothing is a lot easier. Approach: personal skills, clear goal, then influence. We all know an individual who, without authority to tell others what to do, produces order out of chaos. When she or he is one of the group, there are fewer arguments, more focus, more energy, better harmony, and more gets done. In some offices, it is a semi-retired veteran executive. In others, it is a secretary. How does one person do that? If you want to be such a person, how do you do it? First, enhance your ability to contribute by improving your personal skills. The easiest conduct to change is your own. You empower others by first empowering yourself. Your ability to help others get things done will be greater if you have a systematic way of getting things done by yourself. You start by improving your own personal skills. Imagine that you are a member of a jazz group. You wanted to sound better. Part of getting the band to sound better is becoming a skillful player yourself. Beyond practice, it will help to learn some organizing concepts that are relevant to playing any music and any musical instrument. These might be rhythm, scales, melody, and chords. Learning how to lead fellow musicians is not simply learning the techniques of a conductor, say, tapping a music